We represent you.
Attack the short side again. Tupo away. Tedesco pulled it in. This time it's Carey in support.
We feel you by your presence. Via Rooster.
Joseph Manu, a try that only Manu could score.
Well, Roosters fans, as predicted this time last week on Roosters Radio, we got there. We got the chocolates over the Titans. We might not have got the score right, and I tell you what, we come within a razor's edge of losing that game. But no one cares. As Coach Robinson says, we won it. We don't care. It's a whole new week in finals. It's a whole new week of discussions. And this week, Silky and Bells, we take on our arch nemesis, our arch rivals, the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. Well, welcome to Roosters Radio. It's great to be in the second week of the finals. Bells, how do you see it?
Wow, what a game on Saturday night. It was nail-biting. I was shaking at the end. That last minute, I wish I had a defib at home. I was just I was having a heart attack. Honestly, it was crazy. But 25-24, it was just crazy game, boys.
Absolutely.
It was tough to watch from the Roosters' standpoint. And, yeah, as you rightfully say, Bells, that finish, it was heart in mouth. Look, I think it's fair to say that the boys wouldn't have been too happy with their performance. I think we completed about 63%. But I was very happy to see Daniel Tupu in his 200th game score a meat pie. And absolutely, he's been doing it for a number of seasons now. And I'm just really glad that we got the win.
Oh, mate, it was just a game of excitement. I mean, the whole weekend of finals, all teams were exceptional. But to have that nail-biter for the Roosters, I mean, look, there was a couple of, you know, there's some players there that really stood out. Victor Radley, I mean, he is just like a Sherman tank, you know. I can't believe him. You'd take him to war with any time. You know, Siwa going off with a calf muscle injury was a bit of a disappointment.
Well, honestly, I think I saw him do one hit up.
A lot of people
didn't
realise.
Didn't even see him back on the field. Obviously, we knew something was amiss there, but, yeah, he played no part in the game, really.
Our captain, I mean, wow. There's the only word to describe Teddy is wow. I was very disappointed to see Josh Morris got caught with an escort. That was disappointing and a penalty, of course, of Shude. But I will give the Titans a bit of a rap. Jaden Campbell, mate, what an exciting machine, you know, from an opposition point of view, mass respect, what an exciting young player, and fortunately on a losing side, but I tell you what, he broke through a few times as well.
Well, if you're going to throw away accolades, Bush, what about the dynamic young bench player Sammy Walker coming on with it all to play for and just icing that field goal? Then that tackle where they came down that side, you know, they got past him once, but him and our guest tonight, the one and only James Tedesco, will be joining us a little bit later on the show. The way they were able to cover those two players.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And Bells, what do you think? Uh-huh. I mean, Sam Walker, how exciting for that young man to come on and kick us another field goal. Now, he's got most field goals in the season to win games. He holds that record and good on him. But on a debut, just comes on with 5 minutes to go and says, yeah, all right, I'll win you the game.
Yeah, it's crazy how young he is. We, you know, to do that on Saturday night, to watch 70 minutes of football, you're cold on the bench, you're not in the game, you haven't warmed up, your hands haven't been on the ball. So you come on and the expectation to kick that goal, which was definitely on him, there's one reason that he went on with 10 minutes to go, and that was to kick a field goal. And he did it. You know, obviously the first one was a deflection, but he didn't let that get to him. He just got back up and he kicked it. And he mentioned that it wasn't a great kick, but it went over the black dot and we got the win. And he just showed composure and such a young man with an old head on his shoulders.
Absolutely. I mean, he steered us around the park really nicely at those last few minutes, but I think Silky touched on something that I think all fans will remember. It's that little tackle that he made. You know, he come down that side. He kind of got brushed off and then made up for it as Teddy come across. And then, as we all know, you know, the ball went out in that dying minute. We're all thinking, oh, no. You know, we're just very, very fortunate that they made a decision not to pass the ball. But Sam Walker had a hand not just in the field goal, but for his attack, but his defence. And you can't argue with that. And what a great achievement it was.
And he showed some outstanding speed as well to get that tackle to be brushed off and then to just keep going and tackle. But not only that, just to keep going, the whole team, like that was the last minute, boys. That was the last minute of the game and they all got back and defended that line. You know, there's a story to it. The Titans could have done one extra pass and they, you know, potentially could have won the game. But all the players, that was the 79th minute of the game, and that's they were all getting back there, and just I'm just so proud of them. They, they're just digging so deep at the moment.
And it shows you the culture.
Guys, on a sour note, Sammy Verrills, as we record this podcast, of course, facing the music in front of the NRL judiciary. Quite an innocuous tackle, but contact with the head.
Almost accidental, I'd say. It didn't look like...
It was just a bit of bad... Look, it's bad luck, but I dare say he'll probably miss a week unless they have a bit of success and get it downgraded. So we're hoping to see that he'll be, you know, there on Friday night.
Look, you know, unfortunately, it's contact to the head, so he'll probably get a week or get some sort of penalty there. And it is. It's just one of those unfortunate things, as they all are. But, yeah, it didn't look like much malice or intent.
Another player worth mentioning, guys, I thought was Angus Crichton on that left edge there. Some really tough carries in that Boyd Cordner vein. I think it's that left side, our most potent side. That's where we score most of our points, it seems.
Yeah, it was a bit of a worry when his man bun come out too.
Wasn't it ever.
I was watching him sort of, I was just thinking, and I'm being fair dinkum, I was thinking, geez, I hope this doesn't distract him. And then before you know it, he had the Last Samurai back on and just got back to his routine, because things like that throw you out, right? Because he comes on the field. I don't. Well, that's a fair point. But I was feeling it for him. I was channeling.
You were hoping.
Well, speaking of channeling, Bush, we're going to be channeling in our very special guest after the break. It's the captain himself, James Tedesco. You're on Roosters Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Well, we first met this man on a bus on a dark, cold Mancunian night in the north of England, Silky, heading with the Roosters entourage out to the Man City versus Aston Villa game. Well, he just showed he collected another award that night. His leadership in the fashion stakes. He was easily the best dressed. I would say with the proximity to Anthony Minicello and Italian heritage, it was a lay-down mazair. Well, I tell you what, he was unbelievable that night too. And, you know, he came to our club in 2018. He delivered a premiership on his debut year. 2019, he delivered that as well. In 2021, he has become our captain and undoubtedly one of the best players in the game. He is a fan favourite at the Roosters. In fact, I have torn my poster of Brad Fittler down from my bedroom and I have put Teddy up. And Silky, I know you've done the same. Roosters fans, all rise as we welcome our captain, James Teddy Tedesco. Welcome, Teddy, to Roosters Radio.
What an opening. Thank you. Thanks for having me. That was great.
Well, mate, thank you for coming on. And I know the fans have been at us for ages to get you on. And we try on Roosters Radio to just get the players on once a year and just get a bit of insight into how your season has been. And we've all seen what you've done this year between Origin and Rugby League. So, mate, firstly, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a long year. So obviously, lots happened with the COVID and moving up to Queensland and sort of a lot of uncertainty what's going to happen. But, yeah, we've put ourselves in a good position to end the year and, yeah, being really proud of the club and our team, how well we've done this year.
Teddy, we always peel it back a little bit for our younger fans here, and I want to take back a young James Tedesco. You've come through the nursery that is St. Greg's just to inspire the next James Tedesco in the red, white and blue jersey, if there'll ever be one. What were your thoughts back then as you come through the grades? What did you have to do? And did you think, geez, I could make a career out of this?
Yeah, for sure. I always had the dream to play in the NRL and started playing for Camden Rams. Our colours are the same as the Roosters, red, white and blue. So I was always a Roosters fan growing up, and that was sort of a motivation. I always wanted to play in those colours in the NRL. So I supported Roosters from a young age and obviously went to St. Greg's and sort of came up through the West Juniors. But yeah, I mean, I always just loved footy as a kid. I grew up on acreage, 250 acres. I was always out there. Dad built footy posts and a passing net and all this sort of stuff to, you know, just sort of fuel my dream. And I just enjoyed playing footy and kept working on my skills sort of every day and just loved it. So I was always keen to get to the NRL. I was lucky enough to make it.
Sure were. And Teddy, any truth to the rumour that you were approached somewhere in the streets of Lilyfield or Leichhardt by a Greek and Italian, maybe Minicello and Politis, thrown to the back of a van, made to sign a document that had you here for 10 years and the rest is history?
Maybe an offer I can't refuse. Yeah, that was
the old Italian way. No, mate, we're so glad that you made that decision to come across the Roosters. So what did you think when you first come to the club?
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome club. Obviously, I met with Robbo and Nick before I came, and even just meeting those guys, meeting Robbo and his philosophy on coaching and how detailed he was and how smart he was. It was a sort of breath of fresh air, and it lured me, wanted me to come to the club and learn more and just come into the club and just the way everyone holds themselves around, not just the coaches or the players, but the staff and just everyone at the club. We're all working for one thing, and that was to be successful. And yeah, you sort of noticed that straight away within the culture of the club. It's hard to sort of explain culture, but definitely when you come in for the first time, you definitely feel that. And it showed in how good we came together as a team, and that, you know, when I first came and we were able to be successful 2 years in a row, which is pretty hard to do.
Teddy, when you did arrive at the club, was the belief that you'd win a premiership in your first season?
I thought I was a chance when I came. I mean, I didn't think it would happen first year, but then when I sort of come to the club and guys like Cooper and Boyd and Friendy and Jared, and they're always confident no matter what happened during the year, what game we had, those guys instilled that belief, you know, from first day of training, and you definitely felt that, and you could feel the intensity and how hard we trained throughout the preseason, that, you know, success was what everyone was working for. And it just sort of, I mean, I think I remember in 18, we didn't really start that well. But then, as I said, those leaders, especially Cooper, you know, his experience of being, winning premierships, have definitely shone through. And he just kept reiterating the harder we work at training, then that's how the success will come. And definitely, taught me a lesson in that, whereas you didn't have to come up with anything fancy or anything different. We just had to keep working hard at training, and the results showed.
Teddy, speaking of experience, I mean, you come across to the Roosters with plenty of it and, so much progression in your game. But you had players like Victor Radley alongside you and some guys that hadn't had that much experience. How important is their game and you being aligned with them been in your progress so far?
Yeah, it's funny. When I came across, I didn't really know who Rads was. I remember Nat Butcher, and I think he debuted the year before I came. So I was sort of asking, I thought Rads was Nat Butcher actually when I first came. I didn't know who was who, and he wouldn't appreciate that, Rads. But I remember Rads at training, he was only 18 or 19, I think, and I was like, this kid's pretty good, he's pretty special. And there's a lot of the other young guys. Billy Smith was when I first came, he was just starting, and Lockie Lamb and guys like that. So there's a lot of guys who have sort of seen progress and mature over the years, and it's been great to see guys like that. I mean, I remember when I first came in the first grade as a young kid, you get a bit blown away by, who's there and how hard the training is. But to see the guys, how well they've matured as players and how good a footy they're playing now, it's really cool to play alongside them guys and see them grow.
Teddy, speaking of Rads, when you came to the club in 2018, he was your roomie. I believe you guys lived together.
Yeah.
That was your first introduction to the eastern suburbs. Can you give us something on him? Give us a story that we can rev him up when we speak to him next.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, when I first came, I still lived in Hunters Hill, and I was looking to move out to the east, and Rads was living with his dad, I think, and he wanted to move out there. So we only knew each other for about 3 months. I'm like, oh, let's just move into a place in Coogee together. And that was a lot of fun. I don't know about any stories. It's funny, Rads. He goes all day, and then it gets about 8 o'clock, and it's like he's a kid. He just has to sleep. He needs his rest. And it's funny because he's up at 6 o'clock going all day, high energy. He's always at you, but then he dies when he gets home. So
no real stories.
Yeah, he's always early to bed. He loves his sleep, but he was a great roommate. We didn't really cook or do. I think we were out for dinner or every race every night, but we were successful. We won a premiership, so we can't complain.
Teddy, I want to talk about this season. Everyone else is, but from a man who's leading our great club and the challenges and the ups and downs that have been part of this season, how would you describe it?
I think it's been really successful. I think it's been a lot of learning. I think even Robbo said it as well. It's been a big learning curve for him as well, whereas there's been a lot of things go against us. Obviously, there's season-ending injuries to key players, retirements and suspensions, and just a lot of things that haven't really gone our way. But the fight that we've shown, I think it's been a really proud year for the club. I think a lot of fans and just people in general are feeling that, where they're really proud of how good we've gone with a lot of the setbacks we've had. So my first year as captain, I'm really proud to captain these guys. And I think the most pleasing thing is getting a lot of these young guys playing their best footy, which has been awesome for me to see. And a lot of these guys feel confident in themselves to express themselves on the field. So, seeing these guys get better every week and our team getting better because of that is really pleasing to see.
Leadership, is it something that comes easy to you?
It didn't. I think maybe now it does. I think when I was a young kid, I was obviously just try and take in and learn as much as possible. I think when I first come to the club, I really learned a lot off the leaders like Cooper and Boyd and Jared and Friendy, and taking a lot in. I think now it does come a bit naturally, and I think Robbo says that to me a lot of the time. I don't need to try and force that leadership. I just need to just be myself, and those guys will follow. So still striving to learn more and to be a better leader, but I feel like the path I'm on has been pretty good.
And what style of leader are you? Are you, like, we've spoken to Friendy and Boyd, who, as a captain, their actions speak louder than words. Do you have a chat on the field? I know you're probably directing traffic from fullback, but what is your leadership style?
Yeah, a bit of both. I feel like, especially this year, I mean, a lot of the younger guys, there's not much. I've got to try to communicate for them and communicate as much as possible to make sure we're all connected. So there is a lot of talk for me, especially at fullback, but trying to lead the boys around in attack and defence. But yeah, I think naturally it's more action, lead by my actions. But I think the communication part's definitely grown in me, and I feel like I'm getting a lot better.
Yeah, I'm going to take Silky to OPSM after this. He obviously hasn't been watching the games as close, mate. Teddy's an action man, haven't you seen it? Question I got, though, riffing on that, Teddy, and your actions speak louder than words, mate. No one covers more ground than you do. No one's in different positions. No one sort of wraps around the back. We all see it. Obviously, Silky needs a colour TV. But your leadership, when you've got a refereeing decision and you want to challenge that, I love, you did it a couple of weeks ago and we went, thank God, Teddy challenged that. What goes through your head? Is it, oh, bugger this? I mean, obviously you can't use maybe some words, but what goes through your head for this captain's challenge and how you approach it?
Yeah, the addressing the referees is probably one thing I've really had to learn. At the start, it was sort of hard because usually I just, if it was a call went against us or I had to challenge that, I sort of just let it go and not really think about it too much and wouldn't really dwell on it. Whereas now as a captain, I sort of have to address the referee with certain calls and sort of voice my opinion sometimes. So that was sort of a bit of a learning for me. And with these challenges, it's hard sometimes. I think Jane was on the weekend. It was the first 10 minutes. I wouldn't want to use it, but he was confident that he didn't give away a penalty, but that didn't go away. And then some are just, yeah, it's sort of hard to get a balance sometimes. I don't like to listen to any front rowers or wingers.
Gus Gould said that, didn't he?
I was going to ask you that. Who won't you listen to?
Yeah, Jared. I think Jared got me a few weeks ago. It was the first 10 or 15 minutes and he was looking at me in the eyes saying challenge and I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And I think it was successful. So I let Jared get away with that, but wouldn't usually back him.
Now, Teddy, we just touched on, Bush mentioned you are all over the park in your game. Like, 1 minute you're over the left side, you're the right side, obviously in that fullback position, you're everywhere. The progression of your game has come in leaps and bounds and you're just playing outstanding. But I wanted to talk about, you're one of the fittest players in the game. Your motor is huge. We actually got a sneak peek of where that was stalled on Saturday night where the old duds went down. But
hey, whoa.
Your fitness, Teddy, you have this ability to be able to rapidly recover as well. The endurance, where does that come from?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've been asked this a bit lately. I think a lot of it's mental. I think naturally I'm pretty fit. I was always a fit kid and loved my sports and was always good at sort of long distance events and stuff like that. But I think mentally plays a big part. For me, I just always want to be on every play. I don't want to miss an opportunity. So I think that's a big part of why I'm sort of popping up in all around the field and wanting to get in different positions. So I think, yeah, mentally, I just having that mental toughness in terms of wanting to get on every play and not miss a play. And I think the fitness just comes naturally from playing a lot of footy, and that footy fitness, yeah, it's just pretty common. So I don't know. So I feel like I don't work on my fitness too much, but the more games of footy I play, which is a lot, I sort of just keep that footy fitness.
Teddy, the talent pool in the number one position across a number of clubs is, you know, it's probably been the best that there has ever been. You know, we're coming up against Manly this week with Turbo, but when you have those one-on-one battles, is that something that you think about, you know, prior to running out on the field, winning that battle against your opposition number one?
Nah, I get asked this a bit. I don't want to think about that too much. I feel like if I try and take it personally against the opposition fullback, then it sort of takes away my goal for the game. So if I'm worried about the opposition fullback or trying to beat him, then that takes away my natural game and I'm too much focused on that. I try not to put too much focus on that and just trying to focus on my own game, my own team. And then I know if I'm got my full focus on that, then that'll bring out my best footy. So I know it's a talking point of, you know, opposition fullbacks, and there's obviously so many great ones in our game. But for me personally, it's just about my own performance and getting the best out of my team.
Teddy, I know in a second Bells is going to ask you about the influence of Trent Robinson and everything on your career. And her husband Mick played at the Roosters and he got a player number and he went to school with Robbo. But is there someone in your family in particular or someone from a young coach? We ask this of every player, and it's quite funny the different responses we get. Who's had a big influence on your career that maybe is not as well known, or it could be someone in the family or whatever that, you know, you appreciate?
Well, Dad's always he's the one who sort of helped me achieve my dreams, you know, taking me to training and building, or helping me every afternoon with footy and, you know, getting me to where I am. But my manager at the moment, he wasn't my manager, but I've sort of known him for about 6 years, and he was sort of a guy I lent on for mental health, where I sort of went through a lot of injuries and setbacks early in my career, and I sort of found him just to talk to. You know, my confidence was pretty low, and I sort of had a lot of worries when I was going into games. So I sort of talked to him once a week about just getting my head clear and making sure whenever I ran out the field, I had no worries, and I was just focused on playing that game. So he was a guy I met sort of 2015, and he's my manager today. So I still talk to him very often, and he's a guy I make sure I talk to every week just to get my mind clear before a game. And it helped me bucket loads massively. The mental health is sort of not really talked about too much, but having a clear mind is a huge part of being a successful footy player.
And Teddy, can I ask you, I mean, you've touched on a terrific topic which segues for everyone in all walks of life, but in particular sport. What does a young player do to prepare, or does he reach out? I mean, it's a huge thing to hear our captain say that he reached out with those sort of, moments, because no one talks about it as much as they probably should. And to hear you talk about it is so amazing and brave, and we appreciate it. What has a young player got to do? Just what's the first step to take when he's feeling a bit like that with injury or adversity?
Yeah, it'd be just to talk to someone you trust. I think, yeah, especially for me, it was a lot of negative thoughts, I guess, when I first started about injuries and worry. So just having someone to talk to and clear that out of your mind is a huge part. So someone you trust, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a family member, or it could be a coach or someone that I feel comfortable talking to, but it definitely helps just talking out about it, because the more you hold it in and try and shy away from it, then it can sort of blow up a bit later. So definitely just airing it and talking about it and getting your mind clear is a big thing.
And Teddy, is there something, you know, holistically, I mean, talking about it's a huge, huge step. Is there something you do as part of your routine or preparation, be it breathing, meditation, visualization? Is there something that you do as James Tedesco to get through that?
Yeah, breathing's a huge one. Before the game, definitely making sure I'm into my breathing. And I feel like whenever I'm overthinking about something, even if it could happen on a game, make an error, something doesn't go away, something doesn't go my way, it's just getting to my breathing and just feeling myself in the moment. I feel like that's definitely a big one when you get caught up in the game, overthinking things and thinking about a last player or something that didn't, an error that didn't go your way, then you're missing the moment. So just definitely getting back into my breathing, slowing things down and, you know, feeling the grass beneath my feet and getting back in the moment.
And Teddy, just last on this topic, and thank you for sharing with us. I mean, you look fearless out on the field, and the fans just expect, as soon as we see you run out, we see the number one, we know who it is. You see the, you know, image of James Tedesco, we get so much confidence. And we just hear about you talking about what you need to do to keep that confidence. What is it you fear?
I think sometimes the... I mean, especially with being the captain, I fear for the whole team's performance. I want us all to play well, and I want us all to win. So I guess as a captain, you sort of can feel that bit of weight sometimes. And if I let that get to me, then that weighs me down. So, again, I'm not responsible for our whole team's performance. I focus on myself and bring the best out of the whole team by being me and playing my best footy. So I think that's the sort of lesson that I take out of it.
With the weight of footy, Teddy, what is it that you do away from footy to pass your time? What does Teddy enjoy?
I love my golf. I was just finishing playing golf. That's why I pushed it back.
We all love golf here, Teddy. We'll have to get you for the Roosters Radio Championship.
Yeah. Can. I was just, me and Lockie just went out and had a bit of a quick nine in the Arvo, and it was a bit cooler. So, yeah, if I have a day off or a bit of time to spare, it's good. Just, I love, I mean, I didn't play that well this Arvo, but.
What's your handicap?
I'm about 15.
Oh, nice.
So not too bad, but it's just enjoyable being out there. And sometimes you can get stuck sort of sitting at home or on your phone or in front of the TV. So I like just getting out and enjoying the company, enjoying the scenery.
And, mate, what about the kids' books? My kids got one. Both my daughters, you're their favourite player. Tell us the story of how Hattrick Teddy and Red v Blue came about, and is there going to be another instalment soon?
Yeah, it was really cool. The Macmillan, the publisher, sort of approached me and asked me if I was interested in making some children's books, and I thought it was a really good fit. I mean, I always get along with kids, and I've just got such a good energy and happiness about them. So I thought it would suit very well. I sort of talked about my childhood and growing up in Menangle and my dream to play the NRL. So it was all sort of fitted in really well, and I just enjoyed going back and sort of reminiscing on my childhood. I mean, I included my mates in it. My schools and Keanu Rams as well. So it was all about my childhood. And we only wrote the two books. I haven't really got any progress on any more, but who knows, maybe in the future.
Teddy, we've got a game this week against Manly. We've had such a great season. And in your words, we've achieved so much and you're really proud of it. What do we have to do to beat our opposition this weekend?
We've got to complete better. That wasn't good last week. And we let Titans have too many opportunities, and if you do that against Manly, they've got a much better attack, so they'll definitely take advantage of that. But I think there's a good blueprint that Storm showed where they just completed and kicked the corners and didn't let Manly have too much ball, and they just sort of made the most of the opportunities, the Storm. So there's definitely opportunities for us. We've just got to complete better for sure and just get into a live ball period with them, and I'm pretty confident if we do that, we can run over the top of them and score some points.
Absolutely. Teddy, finally, Coach Trent Robinson, he has become a real enigma at this club, and I think he'll be there for a long time in some sort of role, and they'll look to make a statue of him at the ground somewhere eventually, because he's done so much for the club and he's mentored so many. What does he mean to you, and can you describe Robbo to our fans in your words?
Yeah, he's a mentor for sure. He's the best coach I've ever had. He's just so detailed and smart with everything he does week to week. Every year he finds a new plan, but a new fire for us to go after. And just, this year we're sort of on the warrior line. We just wanted us to be like warriors on the field and off the field as well. And it's just a motivator as well. What he's done for, this year for our team, we've gone through a lot, but bringing the young kids in and getting them to play so well and having the confidence in them, it's awesome. And he's been him and Fitzy and King as well have all been so good. But Robbo every week just finds a new motivation for us to get up for and instills that belief in this week in, week out. So he's been awesome.
Well, Teddy, on behalf of all Roosters fans, we have loved watching you play this year. In fact, every year that you've been at the club. Best of luck on the weekend, and may the rich vein of form continue. Thanks for joining us on Roosters Radio.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. What a great interview with Teddy that was, boys. Just to hear from him this time of the year and to get his insight on the season that we've had, it was just outstanding to have that chat with him.
Yeah, look, it's probably his debut interview on Roosters Radio. We were lucky enough to catch him a couple of years ago when he was living with Victor. But a real revealing interview, I've got to say there, Bush. Hearing about a few demons that he's battled with, throughout his career. Fascinating interview. And look, we're in good hands with Teddy with the C next to his name.
Absolutely. And I think, Silky, when someone shows that sort of leadership through vulnerability, it speaks volumes for the man. And I think that, he's in a perfect position to mentor. We've had a huge amount of injuries this year. So now knowing that about him, and what a great insight, and thanks, Teddy, for sharing it, he can actually help those young players come along who've been ravaged by injury this season and help them get back on track, because his form, as Bells, you said, is just incredible right across the park.
Well, boys, semi-final time now, Friday night up in Mackay, 10 to 8 p.m. kickoff, taking on the Sea Eagles. How do you see it?
Well, we have to improve. I'm telling you right now. Teddy just said it in the interview, we've got to improve, particularly with our completions. I did like what he had to say there. I sensed some confidence too that, our game is on the up. There's some huge strike players in the Manly side and an old warhorse in Kieran Foran ordering them around the park. So they're going to be a very formidable opposition, sudden death. So it's all on the line. I'm really looking forward to the match, I've got to say.
Going to be a great match. I mean, Silky, you just touched on it. I didn't realise until the commentary on the weekend that we have got the worst completion rate in the NRL. And, it was a really shocking stat. But if we hold the ball this weekend and we stick to what we've always done since Robbo took us over in 2013, that is defence, build the Bondi wall, I think we're a big chance. So I'm calling Roosters 16, Manly 12.
Bells, your thoughts?
Yes, it's going to be a tough one. You know, a few of those Manly players have got some big game experience up their sleeves. So we're just going to have to dig deep again, which we've been doing every week. And we're, you know, top six now. So just super proud of the boys and just another big effort on Friday night. I think we're going to get up. It's going to be another close one. I'm tipping 26 to 24.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be a close game. One of my favourite ever Roosters games was that nail bite. I think it was 8-6 a few years ago when we played Manly. If you look across the field, I mean, matchup for matchup, it's pretty balanced 1 through 17. I mean, if you go into the forwards, you've got Marty Taupau up against JWH, all the way down to the fullbacks in, you know, Turbo v Teddy. So, as I said, there's plenty of mouth-watering matchups. It's going to be a great game. It'll be a fast track up there, so I think there'll be a fair few points scored. And with that in mind, I'm going to say Roosters 28, Manly 24.
Well, there you have it, fans. Absolutely, Silky. Manly 24, eh? Big high-scoring game.
No, that's right, Bush. I think there'll be plenty of points in the game on Friday night. Well, that's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. We want to thank our special guest, author, club captain, New South Wales captain, and Australian captain, the one and only James Tedesco. You've been listening to Roosters Radio.
East to win. Win.
You've been listening to a Radio Hub production. For more information, visit radiohub.com.au.